Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far away, Hollywood producers held out their hands, and Virginia taxpayers forked over cash, about $50 million worth in the last 5 years. And there's a sequel on the way. That's because the Motion Picture Production Tax Credit is still humming along, despite an effort by freshman delegate Carrie Delaney, a Democrat from Fairfax County, to use that money for other things.
I understand that there's probably some economic return that we get by, you know, having certain kind of motion picture projects take place in the Commonwealth, but we have some really important things we need to fund.
Like expanding childcare for low-income families. Delaney wanted to move the money from Hollywood to preschool, but lawmakers did not approve that pitch. Republican delegate Nick Freitas also tried to get a chunk of the motion picture production tax credit.
And I also question whether or not it's a legitimate function of government to spend taxpayer dollars on uses such as that, especially when we have uses with respect to law enforcement that I think are far more pressing on the Commonwealth's time.
Police departments across Virginia are partially funded by stuff they take from people, a process known as civil asset forfeiture. Freitas says he'd rather see the Hollywood money fund police departments, but once again, lawmakers said no. The tax credit is staying, for now. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.